old friends, new friends, and it was just such a joyous time. It just filled with love, Lord, and it was your love as well, Lord, because you were there too. And I just thank you for the friendships that we have here, not just friendships, but our church family, Lord, which just means so much to me since I've been coming to CCB. I just thank you for everybody here, Lord, and I just pray your blessings over them. And that's my thanks for this morning, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise. I want to thank him for being here. I want to thank him for life, for my children, for good health and strength. But over the past couple of months, I've been bidding on a house. I mean, I bid on several houses. And I bid on a house in Rusty Road for months. I was like in position 22. Because I'm in a bantry. And last week I'm at work and I got a call and there was, Miss McAllister, you've been in a house. Are you still interested? And I was like, thank you, God.
Yeah.
You know, I just said yes. I didn't know the house, I didn't see the house.
Thank you, Lord.
But I said yes. I just want to say, God know the right time.
Yeah. Thank
he give you it the right time. I mean, when I was bidding on it, I need it.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, but God said that's not your time. But most of all, I take 2 weeks off of work not to move into my new house. I take that 2 weeks to go on vacation with my kids. And God said, no, you're not going on vacation. You are moving into a new house. So I want to give God thanks and praise for
thank
his providence, you know.
Yeah.
And his time.
Thank you.
And his time is the right time. I want to just encourage you, God is instilling the business of giving.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for things and we say, oh, we want it on this time. But we just have to wait on God. And I want to thank God for the patience that he built me to wait on him. Thank him to being humble.
Thank you.
And just glory to God.
Thank you.
I want to thank him for Sylvanus and everyone who helped me to move. You know, thank him for family that will be there for you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I just want to give God thanks and praise.
Thank you, Lord.
And for everything else. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I want to thank you for family. I want to thank you for the family that I was born into, but Lord, I want to thank you that you've adopted me into your family. I want to thank you that people here are as close as brothers and sisters. Father, thank you. Thank you for people that know me. Thank you for people that know me and love me and support me. Father, thank you that you provide. You provide all that we need. You provide all the physical stuff, but Lord, emotionally, spiritually, Lord, you've given us everything, and I just want to praise you that you're an amazing God, and I thank you for all the things that you give us that we don't even recognize that they've come from you, Lord. Everything that we have has come from you. You just provide what we need when we need it, and Lord, I just want to thank you.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
خدای مهربان ترین خدای خالق زمین و آسمان هستی. خدایا شکرت که تو ما رو انتخاب کردی. خدایا شکرت که تو ما رو دوست داری. خدایا شکرت به خاطر تمام برکت هایی که به زندگی ما میدهی. خدایا شکرت به خاطر تمام شفاها و سلامتی هایی که به ما میدهیم. خدایا اراده و اختیار تو در زندگی ما قرار بگیرد. فقط اراده و اختیار تو در زندگی ما قرار بگیرد. خدایا رفتارمان، کردارمان، گفتارمان فقط برای بزرگی و جلال تو باشد. خدایا زندگی من در دستان توست. در نام بزرگوار عیسی مسیح ناصری زنده دعا می کنم. Jesus name. آمین.
آمین.
God, I just want to give you praise. I just want to give you thanks. I want to give you the honor. I want to give you the glory. You are amazing, God, Lord, in our lives. And I just want to thank you, Lord. When we weren't thinking about you, You were thinking about us, Lord. We were on your mind, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the plan of your salvation for my life and for the life of others, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you, Lord, for eternal life in Jesus Christ. And I just thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your love, for your kindness towards me and towards each and every one of us, Lord. I just give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the thanks, Lord, that due to your wonderful name. Because you are amazing, God. Lord, there's no limit in what you can do and what you will do and what you're planning to do, Lord, in and over and upon our lives, Lord. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think according to your power that worketh in us, Lord. I just want to give you praise. I just want to give you thanks because you said in everything to give thanks. For that is the will of God concerning us in God through Christ Jesus. And we just bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I really want to thank you for New Day, Lord. Thank you for all the answered prayers, Lord, that you were there, and that all the youth got there safely, that we even managed to take Jairus, who'd hardly been here any time at all, but it was just so wonderful to have him with us, Lord. And thank you for the way that you worked among the youth, Lord. Thank you for lives rededicated to you, Lord. Thank you for revealing yourself to each one in a new way, Lord. Thank you for binding us together, Lord. Thank you for shining to us, through us, in us. Thank you for rainbows and just extra blessings from you, Lord. Thank you for all the safe travel, for all the cakes and gifts that people gave us to go, for financial support, Lord. Just such a blessing. And thank you. Thank you so much for coming out for us, Lord, for a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank you, God.
Guiding paths that you guide us on, Lord, and you do that so that we're in your protection as well. Lord, and you make every meeting that we have with people that you want to know about you. So, Lord, I just really thank you for your guidance. Mm. You are such a perfect guiding hand that, Lord, we can't say no to. Mm. So, Lord, I just thank you for that.
Yeah, thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Amen.
University. If it was up to me, I would have loved a full-time job in speech and language therapy, which is something I studied for, but your word says that many are the plans of a man's heart and that it's the Lord's purpose that prevails and that our ways are not your ways. And thank you that you've given me like 2 days in a week to practice speech language in Halifax, and I should have been done. They only gave me like a short amount of time, but you've kept prolonging it.
Yeah, thank you.
And through that, I've been able to share my faith. Mm. So I just want to really thank you for that,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
A lot of people go through a lot of bad times and we have some really bad days, but I did find at one time that I kept a little book at the side of the bed, and whatever had happened that day, I found just one thing to be thankful for throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I would encourage everybody just to do that. If you're going through a bad time, there is always something to be thankful for.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Okay, wonderful. Lots of thankfulness, which is really, really brilliant. I'm going to annoy you all now by making you get up and move, okay? We're going to move into a time of praying for our town and for our church, okay? But we're going to do that in a circle, okay? So I want you to pick up your chair and maybe other chairs, but I want at the end of the time, I want there to be one big circle. I think we'll manage one big circle. That should be okay. If it's not, if it's too difficult, we'll make two circles. But I think one big circle we should be able to do. If there's chairs in the way, just move them. And if you've got time, you can join in and sing this song while we're doing it.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us we pray. Unfold what we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope.
And he set them in a matrix, but this is a circle, and I'll read what it says. I'm going to just change it to circle. By placing the pews in a circle, we were making a statement. We can't hear God's love being spoken to us without at the same time looking into the faces of our neighbours, whom God loves and commands us to love. When we come to worship, we are not isolated individuals, but a family of God. Christiana's already said that this morning. We come to not worship, not just to see and hear, but to pray. And praise God with one another. I felt that was right for this morning. We can look at each other. We can see our family before us. And we can praise God for it. And I think we should hear from God as well.
Yeah.
Not just one way, but down too. So if you hear anything or think God's speaking to you, share it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't need it. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so in a minute, we're just going to hear the song, You're the God of This City. In this particular part of our meeting, I wanted us to pray for our town, okay? It's no accident that we're in Blackburn. Some of us have come a very long way to come to be in Blackburn, all the way from the Caribbean, all the way from Nigeria, all the way from the Philippines, all the way from Iran, all from around the world. Some of us have come from Scotland, Ireland, Wales. So we've come from all over the place, but we've ended up here. And Community Church Blackburn is in Blackburn for a purpose. We're here to shine, and we're here to pray for our town, to pray that God would be revealed in our town, to pray for all the different things that are happening in our town. So those things that are in the floor in the middle, apart from the handbag, which I have no idea where that's come from and why that's there. But anyway, there may be something in that. But the map of Blackburn, the streets of Blackburn, the cross is meant to be to do with all the churches in Blackburn, all the Christians in Blackburn, all the Christian witness in Blackburn, God's heart for Blackburn, and then obviously specifically CCB, Community Church Blackburn hoodies, our church, Steve and Lisa, the leadership, worship, youth, whatever you want to pray for the church. So this is quite a big section. And while we're listening or singing this song, I want you just to be waiting on God and asking him what's on his heart for you to pray, okay? There's lots of promises in the Bible about praying. One is, you know, if two or three are together in my name, then I'm there in the middle of them. But another one is that if you, whatever you ask for in my name, I'll do it, you know. So, and that I think means if we listen to God and hear what's on his heart and then pray that back to him, actually the promise is that he'll do it. There's huge power in prayer, but we need to be praying in the power of the Spirit. So while we're listening to this song, just pray about the town, pray about our church, ask God to show you his heart, and then be ready after the song to pray. Pray out whatever God's put on your heart. And again, remember, it doesn't have to be long prayers. Short prayers are brilliant. And this is the time to get scared and have a go. Nobody's going to come and beat you up afterwards or anything. You know, have faith. Just have a go. Just, you know, be scared. Go for it. John Wimber said, faith is spelled R-A-R-I-S-K. Okay, so take a risk. Go for it this morning. Okay.
Flow like rivers in the streets.
Thank you.
He also said, our job is to be the one that carries the words that he wants us to say.
Thank you, Lord.
And he will put people in front of us that he wants to hear them words to break any walls or any kind of like protection that they don't need around them. Just to be aware that he is going to use you in big ways.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, that was absolutely wonderful, Margie, what God said, because he said exactly the same to me.
Thank you, Lord.
If we don't go out, how will people know about Jesus? If we don't tell them, how do people know?
Thank you, Lord.
And it's amazing how many people just want to know. They want that conversation. They tell you afterwards. Thank you for saying, thank you. I wish people would say that to me. I've heard that said to me. And also, just before we was around the circle, I had this, well, it wasn't a feeling, it was a sense that God was saying, he wants to heal.
Thank you, Lord.
He so wants to heal through his Holy Spirit. And this brings me to, like Margie said, to go out on the streets, healing on the streets.
Thank you, Lord.
He so wants to heal. It may be now that he wants to heal, right now. Maybe somebody's here. People need healing, but perhaps it's talking to them now. And if it is, get somebody to pray for them. It may be that God will heal them right now. But I just love it that Margie took the mic first and God has confirmed.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
We've heard the word come so many times this morning. And during that time and listening to that wonderful song, it was going through my mind, Jesus is the centre. And I had a picture of Jesus standing in the square outside Marks and Spencer's.
Thank you.
With his arms open wide, just saying to people, come. Just
Thank
that
you,
one
Lord.
Simple word, come.
Thank
and my prayer would be that the homeless, the needy, the sick, the broken, the lost, those who need healing, will just hear that word, come, and seek out Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And I was just reminded of a scripture in Psalms that says, you chose for us the land in which we now live.
Yeah.
And Lord, some of us might not want to be where we are, but you've chosen the place where we are. And you've chosen us to be light. And Lord, light cannot, the darkness can't put the light out, your light. And Father, just looking at that street map and remembering that many, many years ago, our prayers were that Christians would be on every street. For Shadsworth, but Lord, I just want to pray that for Blackburn, that your people would be on every road, on every street in this town. And Lord, that you ignite a fire in each of us to be light to our neighbours.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that we take you wherever we go.
Yeah.
And Father, I just pray that we won't be ashamed to let your light shine.
Yeah, thank you.
Father, we pray that right through this town, there'd be beacons on every street, in every neighbourhood, Lord, that Lord, there's nowhere that you're ashamed to go.
Yeah, thank you.
And Father, we just pray that there be nowhere where we are ashamed to go, where we are embarrassed or trying to apologize for what we believe. Father, we live in dark times when secularism and so many ungodly worldviews seem to be prevalent, and as Christians we can be afraid to say something that's not popular. But Father, I pray that you would stir us up, Lord, that you draw us close to you, so that our focus is you, Jesus. You'd be at the centre of that cross. Is at the centre of this circle. I pray that you'd be at the centre of our lives. And as we receive from you, Lord, we'd just be filled up to overflowing and spill out. Lord, your light would fill this town of Blackburn.
Yes,
Lord, that darkness in whatever form would be expelled, extinguished.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you. Mm. Thank you that you've called us, each one of us, to the place where we now live for a purpose.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
And in Jesus' name we pray that your kingdom would come. In power. Amen.
Jesus, amen.
Yeah, when we were listening to that song, I was reminded of the prayer walking that we did as a church a few years back.
Yeah.
And I think some of us, maybe myself included, don't realise the power that Jesus has given us.
Yeah.
That he's given us all power and all authority in Christ. And that everywhere we put our foot, he has promised us, Jesus, he will give us the ground. If we have the faith, the belief, the obedience to go out in his name and to prayer walk around this city, that there'll be no areas that we won't go. That I remember we prayer walked right in the Muslim community around the mosques, and this city has more mosques than any other city in the country, and yet we as Christians have more power and authority than that in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray, Lord, that you will help us, Father, to go out in your name, in your power and authority, believing, Lord, that we are breaking strongholds as we prayer walk. That we may not see things happening, but Lord, in the heavenly realms, things are happening. In the spiritual realms, things are happening as we pray, as we claim ground for you, Lord. And I pray that you will break Satan's strongholds in this city. And there are so many of them. There's so many dark places. And I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you will break down strongholds and that you will raise us up as a church, as a city of believing people, that we will go out and be bold and fearless. We are the army of God. And you've given us all the weapons that we need. Yes, they're all there. And you've also given us the victory. Help us to remember that we have the victory in Christ. The battle's already won. We just have to get that inside our heads and inside our hearts, that the battle is already won. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Fit it on your little finger and you still have room, and that's what we all are. We're little mustard seeds, and like it states in the parable, you sow them seeds and watch them germinate, take root, and then they come up. And that's what we've got for day. No matter where you are in the world, you've got to have them little seeds to keep on going in the good soil and that, and keep on. And that's what Jesus has sent us for do. He sent us to go and be them seeds and do the work for him. He's the sower, we're the seeds. He's planted us in the good soil.
Thank you, Lord.
So we've got to go and do that work now.
Thank you, Lord.
Just following on from Wynne, I had a picture of planting a flag. And it's been 50 years since man went on the moon. You know, been recent things about it. Mm. And Neil Armstrong went like that with a flag. Mm. That's what we should do.
Not that.
We put that in the centre of Blackburn. Centre flags Christ.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you. Great things to be done in this city, in our homes. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the homeless, for the broken homes, broken marriage, broken relationships, Lord, broken fellowships, Lord, Father, broken city, Lord, broken lives. We just pray, Lord Jesus, that you're the restorer of our soul, the restorer of people's souls and people's lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you restore things to normal, things the way you created, Lord. And Lord, you call us, Lord, to be light and salt, Lord. And I just pray, Father, that we will represent, Lord, you, because you're the light. And Father, you're the light in us. And Lord, you call us to go there to be light, Lord Jesus, for you, and to shine bright, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Lord, that as Angela said, Lord, we are not here by accident, Lord, but we are here for purpose. And Lord, I pray that we'll fulfill that purpose. We will be able to stand up and say boldly, like Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. And help us to take the gospel, Lord, out there, Lord, to the lost, Lord. There are so many people that are lost and so many people that seeking, Lord, they want answers, Lord Jesus. But Lord Jesus is the answer. And we have Jesus, and help us to take Jesus to these people, Lord. And help us to be bold. Help us not to be timid, Lord, because you didn't give us the spirit of timidity, but you give us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And Lord, if we love you, Lord, we love, help us, give us a passion for the lost, Lord Jesus. Give us a passion and a love for them, Lord Jesus, because they need Jesus. They need Jesus, because Jesus is the only way. He is the only answer to their lives and to their situation, Lord. So help us to take Jesus out there, Lord, to them at every cost, Lord, and help us, Lord, not to hold back, Lord, not to compromise, but help us, Lord, to take Jesus everywhere we go, and help us to shine for Jesus everywhere we go, Lord. I just thank you, and I just praise you today, even for, Lord, every leader in CCB, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you will help them to be men and women, Lord, of you. To have a desire for the lost, to be prayerful, Lord Jesus, to spend time in your word. I just pray that you bless them, Lord, and I just pray that you bless their family. You provide for them, Lord, and that you will help them to walk and to be faithful to you, Lord, and faithful to the people that you've given to them, Lord. And Father, I just pray that, Lord, we continue to seek your face, Lord, out to lead, and Lord, and to be led by your spirit, Lord, and not to be led by man, but to be led by your spirit, and to be filled with your spirit, to be empowered, and Lord Jesus, to able to demonstrate Christ in everything we do. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bless the people that you've given unto us. Bless the entire church, Lord, from the least to the greatest, Lord, that you will bless, that you will protect, that you continue to use and raise up men and women, boys and girls, Lord, for works of service, Lord, as you call them, Lord Jesus, and you give them a gift, you give them, Lord Jesus, a gift, Lord, that they can use, Lord Jesus. And Father, I just thank you that, Lord, we're going to use those gifts for your honor and for your glory, and to lift up the name of Jesus in high honor, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you help us, Lord, to step out, Lord, and that our faith will increase, Lord Jesus, because you say if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can say to these mountains, move from here to there, Lord. And I just pray That measure of faith that you've given unto us, that we're going to exercise it, and that our faith will grow in you, Lord Jesus, as we continue to trust you and put our faith and our hope in you, Lord Jesus, and allow you to work in and over and upon our lives, Lord. Just bless us, I pray, and keep us, Lord, and help us to be faithful. Help us to be faithful to you and faithful to each other, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Lord, just looking at that cross in the middle of the map on top of Blackburn, Lord, thank you. Just thinking about you being one, you know, that there's one Saviour, one Jesus. And Lord, I just really thank you for the way that the churches in Blackburn have been coming together over recent years, Lord. Thank you for the RISE movement. Thank you that even the Anglican churches are coming on board with that now, Lord. And the cathedral, and like, it's just wonderful to see the Christians in the town coming together for the sake of the lost, for the sake of this town, Lord. And I just pray your continued anointing and protection over that movement, Lord, because I know that Satan will hate it. He hates it when Christians come together and stop fighting and just concentrate on sharing Jesus with people who don't know about him. And Lord, I know that the churches in Blackburn are starting to plan a possible big outreach event with J. John at Christmas. And Lord, that just feels like a really significant thing. If all the churches can put aside their differences and come together to support an event like that for the sake of the lost, Lord. So, Lord, I pray that you would make that happen, Lord. I pray that you would just put that in the hearts of every person in every church, Lord. Not just for the sake of having a jolly, but for the sake of making a statement in the spiritual realms that actually Blackburn belongs to Jesus. And the churches are going to come together and declare that and work together to make that happen. That the people in this town, we care about them. We're not going to see them just go to a lost eternity. We're going to work and pray and share God's heart as we have done this morning. So, Lord, please keep the churches coming together, Lord, and help us to work together to bring the lost in, Lord. And as people have been praying, Lord, shine us up too, Lord. We've heard about mustard seeds and lights and salt and lots of ways that we can make a difference in this community. But I do remember at the first RISE meeting, God gave me a phrase from Peter Kay, which was, put the big light on. You know, Blackburn, it's great that we've got lots and lots of little lights and we want little lights in every street. But if you put all those lights together, you get a big light. Let's pray for the big light to come on in Blackburn, you know, so that many people can see and understand the love of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for putting your city, on our hearts, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you'd keep us praying in the weeks to come, Lord. Thank you for just putting that on our hearts this morning.
As we were coming to Updean Path this morning,
yeah,
there were almost guy said, can he have a drink? And so I said, yeah. And he said he wanted to come in, but he got knocked on his head during the night. So I came in and I said, can I have a cup of water for him? Yeah. And so Christiana said, just go and ask if he wants a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So I asked and he said, yeah, please. Mm-hmm. So I took him a cup of tea out, and that was just helping somebody with some help. That's what I just want to share.
Wonderful, wonderful. Brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Jesus, and Father, that man came for a cup of tea. But Lord, your presence is here this morning. Lord, Jesus, pray for him, Father, wherever he is, whatever he's doing, whatever situation, Lord, I pray. And it says in your word that when we give even a drink to somebody, it's as if we're giving it to you, Lord. And Father, I just pray for the homeless in this place, Lord, that they would know your love through acts of kindness of people, Lord. Father, we do pray for the work that's going on with the homeless in this town. Father, that it'll be more than just helping them out of the difficulties temporarily, Lord, but that they would have life-changing experiences because they come into your presence. And Father, we just pray for more opportunities to touch lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, just in the
Angela.
Sorry,
Angela.
Oh yeah, go on.
May I say, share
yeah,
a little?
Go on.
Is from the very onset. I'm going to stand from the very onset of this morning. Mm. I've sensed the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Wants to do something very special.
Yeah.
In everybody's heart.
Yeah.
But as that single word has kept coming through, it requires a response to us, and that response was come, like come to the center or come here. And so I believe this morning is very significant in the life of this church. When you push aside your ordinary or our ordinary service, and we gathered to praise and to pray, and so today's very special. I don't want anyone to miss it. I know you may be shy about praying out loud, and through that first chorus. If you want to move me spiritually, then mention revival. Because that's what God wants to do. Because it's not what we want, it's always got to be what He wants. And we can be 100% assured that God wants to bring a spiritual revival, a personal awakening in our hearts. And through that, also through that first chorus, summertime is a time when people go to the old fun fair, whether it's Alton Towers or Blackpool or Disneyland. And what God wants to do, and God will do if you will let Him, is He will take you on a spiritual, not playground, but ride. And it will be absolutely incredible. You will go so high, as they do on the right, and you will come down so low as well. Not so much in yourself, but you will meet situations that are so bad. And if we are not moved, there's something wrong. If we believe that we are spiritual people and we can attain to these heights on the biggest, you know, ride spiritually, and that we never fall, not fall spiritually ourselves, but to the depths and identify just as Jesus did. When He looked over Jerusalem, what did He see and what did He do? He wept. He wept. Why? Because He saw how far they had fallen. But he also saw how high they could spiritually climb. And God wants us to climb. And do you... I'm sorry, I'm not going into preaching mode, but it's exhortation is... you know, what they did and do over in Korea and a few Western churches is they all pray together out loud. So you don't feel conspicuous. And there is, it's like a volcano, spiritual volcano. And people pray out loud. But don't pray with your legs crossed. Yeah, God wants me to say this. Don't, really. He wants you to, I believe he wants us to stand up. You know, this is not a spiritual exercise. This is real. This is real. You know what the biggest mountain, we mentioned about seeds of faith to move mountains. You know what the biggest mountain is? It's your heart. It's my heart, my will. That's the biggest wall I come up against. It's your biggest wall as well. Because you want it to be easy. The cross was never easy. It was hard. And God says, I want you to push the wall down. Because when we start pushing our walls down, we start stepping out like Joshua did. What did God say to Joshua? I will give you every way, place you put your feet. That's what he said. And I just feel so moved to say, Lord, I want to stand up and say, yeah, I want to stand up and be counted for you in this city. You know what we sang? We sang about the revivals. You know what we sang? Even greater things. Did you believe that? Because I'm not going to settle. I don't want to settle. I want to see God do great things, big things, mighty things, moving things, uncomfortable things for his church, in his church. And so, wow, I think today, this is the start. I'm not in leadership here. But I believe the God, these people have not got hold of God. God has got hold of them. God's got hold of them. And he wants to get hold of each one of us, from the youngest to the oldest. There ain't some special position that God wants to take hold of the people in that. No, he wants to take hold of you. And me. He does. Or you can say, don't move my mountain. I'm okay here. I hope nobody says that.
No, it's fine. No, you can keep the mic. That's fine, because I've got this kind of thing on all the time. But I think it would be really good to respond to that. We were going to kind of pray in small groups, but I think actually on the back of what Andy said, we've got a really special old song, okay, which Lynn and Sylvanus have already chosen, okay. And this song is called I Will Offer Up My Life, okay. So if you've heard what Andy said, if you've heard the heart of God this morning, the heart of God for this city, the heart of God for your life, his call on your life, then maybe you could stand with me and Sylvanus and Lynn. If you want to, if you can stand at the front, or we could just sing it in a group if you like. Okay, it's up to you. But hopefully quite a few of you know this song. If you don't know it, it is quite easy. So maybe stand and sing this. It's I will offer up my life in spirit and truth. And it's really good words if you want God to take hold of you and use you. If you can't stand, that's fine. God knows you're standing in your heart. So, Steph, feel free to sit if you want to. Same with John. Okay.
I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender I must give my...
It's really, really hard, isn't it, having come into God's presence to draw things to a close, and we're going to have to, because I'm aware of the kids and things, but I just really hope and pray that God's just put something in your heart this morning. Obviously, it's been an opportunity for us all to rededicate our lives to each other and to the seeing of revival in Blackburn. Why shouldn't it happen here? It can happen here. You know, the ingredients are there. All we have to do is give our lives, that's all. Nothing more than Jesus did, nothing more than God did, but the potential is there. But I hope that the seeds of this will go back into your homes, into your prayer times, and also into our small groups as we start to gather again in September. This is the beginning. As Andy said, it's a significant thing. It's the beginning. It's just God giving us a taste of what it's like to come into his presence, into his throne room where all things are possible. The excitement of prayer, the excitement, the adventure of life with God. The plans that he has for us, the plans that he has for this church, the plans that he has for this town, the plans that he has for your street, for your area. It's just exciting. It's really exciting. And it's hard to drag ourselves away. We're just going to have to, because I know people have got things to do and kids are out there. But just keep the treasure, keep the seed and pray on it as we go out of here.